Title, aligning with will of God in all circumstances. Now, don't forget the first word that has come. What is the word? Promotion is coming, right? Wow. I love the spirit in this house. It's the spirit of the Most High God. Hallelujah. This is a hard time when compromising can be very cheap. When compromising faith can have legality. Are you listening to me? It's a hard time. Hard time. That's the truth. Whereby it is becoming cheaper to compromise. But what do? You have to align yourself with the will of God per time and in all circumstances. And this is the only reason why your promotion can come. Now, quickly fly to what the Lord has for us. First Thessalonians. Wow. I'm so glad. It's not about preaching. It's about prophetic instruction. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. And then, actually, I would have loved to read from verse 1. It's a beautiful passage. Probably, let me start from verse 1. Then I'm going to jump to verse 10 down to 24. We are actually going to emphasize some points. Verse 1, it says, but of the time, says, brethren, ye have no need that I write to you. It's a hard time. Drawing us closer to the end time. For yours, and I hope you know that even the hard time of the end has come. But it's to usher in the end time. And you see, the more harder things will come. Prepare yourself. So what do you do to stay in faith and in the will of God? So that you don't compromise faith. You don't say, because things are hard. Are you getting me? Are you listening? So those are the few things I want to share with you. Just 6 points. I will just mention them. It's a prophetic word. Promotion is coming. Are you getting it? But you don't compromise because you want promotion. You don't. But of the time and season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Please take note of that. If you have your Bible, underline that. It's going to come as a thief in the night. So it must not catch you unaware. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Did you get that? That the day should overtake you as a thief. Is that all right? Ye are all children of light. Say to yourself, I'm a children of light. Oh, come and talk to somebody. Say, you are a children of light. And as children of light, this is what you should do. And the children of the day, and we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Please, I beg you, don't walk in sin. Don't compromise faith. When you walk in sin, when you walk in ungodliness, then you are making yourself children of light, of night and of darkness. Okay, he said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. Don't let the night season of life cut you unaware. Don't let time cut you unaware. But let us who are they be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Mark those faith with God, faith in God, both your fellow brethren. Whatever you do to people, do as of the Lord, not as people do to you, if you will get reward. Because I tell you, devil at times can use people against you, and God again can use people. Proof in your life. So you need faith with God, but love to your fellow men. And if your love is going to stand the test of time, you must, whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. And fulfillment, the hope of salvation. Now let me jump because of time. Look at it from verse 16. What are the things you have to do? So he began to mention, he said, rejoice forevermore. Rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. Especially on a day like this. I'm not just limited to a day like this. Always give thanks. He said, for this is the will of God. Take note of that. This is the will of God. Rejoicing is the will of God. Praying is without ceasing is the will of God. Thanksgiving is the will of God. Verse 19, quench not the spirit. 20, despise as prophecy. Verse 21, prove all things. Verse 22, abstain from all appearances of evil. Then in verse 23 and verse 24, it says, when you do all these six things, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then look at verse 24. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So I'm going to mention, okay, somebody is saying amen. If you are saying amen, say it better, louder, amen. So can you give to me from verse 16, give it to me in a message translation. Let's just lay a little emphasis as we close. Number one thing you have to do to align yourself with the will of God in every season of life. One, stay joyful. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. You draw water from well of salvation by joy. Stay joyful. Number two, be persistent in your prayer life. Persistent, consistent prayer life. Maskelia bara. I pray that your prayer life will remain stronger. The higher you go in life, the stronger your prayer life should be. May your prayer life become stronger and stronger by the day. In the name of Jesus. And number three, it says, can you give to me in message translation, I ask? Verse 16, from verse 16. I want to lay some emphasis there. Point number three, thanksgiving is a must in all circumstances. Thanksgiving is a must in all circumstances. Hallelujah. Then we have come to the day where prophecy is being despised. You go on social media, prophecies, which are direct word of God, is being despised. So the word of God there says, it says, quench not the spirit, or despise not prophecies. Quench not the spirit, don't despise prophecies. In other words, prophecies are spirit-inspired messages from God. Don't despise them. Don't join those who don't understand the move of God to despise prophecies. Don't. Particularly from the mouth of your own prophet. Please, I also need to warn you, just as scripture says, point number five, and I'm going to match it back with point number four. Check every spirit. Check every spirit. If you are going to check every spirit, you yourself, you have to be sound spiritually. You have to be sound. You must not be gullible. You must not be gullible. You have to be sound spiritually. But don't despise prophecies, particularly from the mouth of your own prophet. It's an office in the fivefold ministry. The office of the prophet. Don't despise it. Don't despise it. But don't go online looking for prophets. No, that's not the way to get it. Locate your own spiritual lineage. settle down in your spiritual home. That is where your prophecy comes from. Correct one. Are you getting me? Correct one. Correct one. Prophecy guides you into the will of God. It guides your feet. It orders your step. It's not fables. Prophecies are not fables. They are inspired message from the Holy Spirit. But you have to check them. Check them. Check them. That's point number what? Number five. We are getting to the end of the year. We are getting to the end of ages. Check spirits. That's another point. If you are going to align yourself with the will of God, so that fake prophets who are all over don't use prophecy to take you out of the will of God. Don't be gullible. Be sound spiritually. Then reject. That's my point number six. Reject all manners of evil. Reject evil. I started by saying that we have come to the point where it is very much easier to compromise. Reject evil. Reject evil. Please let me have message translation. Message translation as I begin to close. For verse 16, please. I want to show you something in that verse 23 and verse 24. Yes, can you go to verse 23 and verse 24? Do you have it? You don't have a message. What happened today? Oh, you have issues. Okay. Let me check that. I think I should have that here. Okay, verse 23, verse 24. He said, may God himself. Now, after you have done those six things. Are you getting me? Then the Bible says, may God himself. Take note. God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole as you do those things, and put you together, spirit, soul, and body. Say amen. And keep you fit for his coming. Amen. Because whatever we are doing, we are not limited to time. We are made for eternity. Are you listening to me? So don't program yourself to time. No, time will end. Have you noticed that there is always an end to every 24 hours that makes a day? So the same way, time is going to end. And then it will usher us into eternity. So whatever you do, do for the sake of eternity. Live for eternity. Don't shortchange yourself because you want these material things of the world. No, they will perish. They are good, but as good as they are, they will perish. Promotion is coming, amen? But eternity is greater. Live for eternity. So when you do those things, it will enable God to put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for his coming. With these things, you keep yourself fit for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, in verse 24, he said, the one who called you is completely dependable. Can you say, my God is dependable? Rise to your feet. Whatever he has promised you is dependable. He's dependable. And it says here, it says, if he said it, he will do it. Can we take that song? If he has said it, then he will do it. What has he said today? He has mentioned what? Promotion. He will do it. Somebody say amen. But you know what? Live for eternity. Did you get that? Live for eternity. Promotion is coming surely. I assure you. But don't forget these things. Let me go over them. Can you give them to me? Check your notes. Give them to me. What is the first thing you must do? Number one. Yes, I'm listening. Stay joyful. Your joy is important. You must not murmur in all situations. Right? Number two. You have to be persistent in your prayer life. Wake up every time, every night. Don't lose that with fasting. is important. Number three, your thanksgiving. Number four, don't despise prophecy. And I told you, don't go online looking for prophecy. Right? Number six, number five, check spirits. Check them. Don't be gullible. One you go go I can't hear why one not. Don't come on. Don't be gullible. Now, some of you are surprised at times when you pay a bigger tithe. And then I ask you a question. What happened? Tell me the increase. Some of you have experienced that with me. I ask you a question. Listen, it is because I am not after your material gain. And I want to see you grow properly. But if it were one prophet outside, they don't care where you made the money from. Are you getting me? They don't care. But this is your house. I care. And God cares about your spiritual growth. Not necessarily your material growth. As your material growth is so important, the growth of your spirit is far, far important. Your balanced spiritual life, spirit, soul, body, not just material, is so important. Lastly, what's the last point? Reject evils. Reject it. Don't do any evil because you want promotion. That promotion the Lord has promised is going to do it. Can we just take that song three times and I'll pray over this meeting and then we'll close for today. Yeah.
You are good.
Are you blessed today? Are you blessed today? Are you blessed today? Come on, give God praise.
To describe you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Your greatness is all I see.
Yep.
There is nothing
yes, Lord.
You cannot do.
Yes. Yes. Lord,
there's no mountain.
Yes.
You cannot know. Save you and save me.
Yes.
You are
yes.
You are You are mighty. mighty. Oh,
you are mighty.
Bigger than the biggest. You are mighty. Oh,
you are
mighty. Tear down the mountain. You are mighty.
Oh,
shall be one upon tomorrow.
Tomorrow
shall be there for tomorrow. You are mighty. Shall be one upon tomorrow. Shepherd, you left for tomorrow. You are mighty.
Listen, I want to close us. Look at me. Abstain from appearances of evil because you want to attain any promotion. Promotion cometh not from south, east, west, but from God. Don't give your body because of promotion. Don't give your soul. He doesn't want it. Wait on the Lord for that promotion. You remember Joseph? The master's wife said to him, sleep with me and gain your freedom. He said, no. These appearances of evil. I can't do this because of the promotion. No. That cost him more years in that trouble. But what happened at the end of the day? The promotion comes. Every phase you go through in righteousness to attain your promotion, worth it. It prepares you very well. It's a good process, preparing you well to become a good product. Are you getting me? Abstain from any evil. Again, don't give your body. Don't give your soul. If I don't give bride, let God do it. Can you lift up your hands and say, I will let God do it. The promotion I am desiring, I will let God do it. I will let God do it. I will let God do it. Can you make that your prayer? Make that your prayer. I will let God do it. The promotion I'm waiting for. I will align myself with the will of God. I will let God do it. 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 Lift up your two hands. Let me bless you. Let me prophesy upon your life, upon your week. The promotion the Lord has promised you, lift up your two hands. I declare, by the power of the Lord, it will come speedily. Beyond your imagination as a man, it will come. The promise of God for your promotion will beat your imagination. Without buying your way, God will make a way for you. Your promotion is settled. Like one day, Joseph was called upon. Come and do what you know how to do. Come and do what you know how to do. And that day, he did what he knew how to do. And that led him to his promotion. I declare as you go into this week, into the 11th month, into the 12th month of the year and the remaining days of this year, and you are called upon to do what you know how to do, it will lead you to your promotion. Can I tell somebody here, if you have been doing what you know how to do and people have been despising you and they have been taking you for granted, don't worry. Don't give up. One is coming you will do it and it will lead to your promotion. If you are doing good, don't stop doing good. Because one day, you will do it and it will lead to your promotion. God will arrange men on your path. They will work for your promotion. Those who have forgotten you, they will remember you. Everything is working for your promotion. Everything is working for your goal. I speak as your prophet and I declare your promotion is settled. 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 Whatever is the kind of promotion you desire, it is settled this day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Come and shout hallelujah.